Simon Marks, our US correspondent, joins me live on that breaking news. Simon, what is the reason given for John Bolton's firing? Because the two were pretty close until recently. Good afternoon.
Hello, Tom. It is an absolute political earthquake here in Washington. Just about 90 minutes ago, we were told that John Bolton would be standing alongside the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the White House Chief of Staff Steve Mnuchin and would be addressing, the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and would be briefing reporters at the White House today. Then suddenly his firing was announced by Donald Trump. Where else? On Twitter. I informed John Bolton last night, wrote President Trump, that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, the president continues, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. I thank John very much for his service. I will be naming a new national security advisor next week. Now, John Bolton, within the last couple of minutes, has taken to Twitter, essentially to accuse the man who now is his former boss, President Trump, of lying. John Bolton says, I offered to resign last night, and President Trump said, let's talk about it tomorrow. So there are two distinct stories here. It seems absolutely clear that the cause of this is relating to the extraordinary developments of the last 3 or 4 days. The president announcing that, unbeknownst to anyone here in Washington, he had invited the Taliban to meet him at Camp David over the weekend. And then he said, because of Taliban violence in Afghanistan, had rescinded the invitation. But most observers here in Washington, D.C., believed that John Bolton would have been absolutely furious about the idea of inviting the Taliban to Camp David in the week in which the United States is marking the 18th anniversary of September the 11th. Yesterday on Twitter, President Trump insisted that was all fake news. A lot of fake news, he said, is being reported that I overruled the vice president and various advisors on a potential Camp David meeting with the Taliban. The story is false, he said. The dishonest media likes to create the look of turmoil in the White House, of which there is none. Well, that was 22 hours ago. There is certainly an enormous amount of turmoil in the White House now, with open disagreement between President Trump and John Bolton about the manner of John Bolton's departure from the White House. The archetypal neocon, the architect in the United States of President George W. Bush's decision to go to war with Iraq, now finds himself on the outs with the Trump administration, and that has potentially some very big implications for U.S. Foreign policy.
Quite. Venezuela, North Korea, everything that's going on with Iran at the moment. Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's correspondent in the United States. More as we get it on the breaking story this afternoon that the President of the United States has sacked his national security advisor, John Bolton.